Hello.
I can hear you.
Excellent. I can hear you.
You are so backlit. You're like a ministering angel. What is happening?
I decided not to use my ring light today.
Don't go towards the light.
I can probably this episode is not about me at all.
This episode is not about you.
I'm just here for moral support.
Yeah. You can make it about you, please.
No. I don't even deserve to be here.
This episode is being made at the behest of Jeremy Gloff because he has got the biggest news in the history of Bear Country.
Oh, God. This really is the coolest thing ever.
I was trying to explain this to my coworker today at the bookstore, and she could not have been less interested in what I was trying to tell.
Yeah, nobody cares at all. Like, three people care.
Now, there is an entire collector's group on Facebook that was very impressed.
That's true.
Yeah. Oh, very impressed. So
did Brad tell you what the first thing he said to me when I started revealing it was, which we probably can't say on the podcast, but I told all my friends and they loved it. And Brad, they can't wait to meet you when we all finally get out there.
Go ahead.
I started sending Brad the pictures. And he goes, "You audacious bitch."
It's audacious is the word though. It's just, it's the most bold. I can't even.
Well, I'm going to do the intro and then I'm going to bring us in and we'll talk to this audacious bitch about Deep in Bear Country and your wonderful collection. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I am your host, Phil Gonzalez, and this week we are doing, it's kind of a follow-up, actually, to an episode I did not too long ago about a book that nobody cares about, except for a very few small group of people. A few episodes back, I covered the Berenstain Bears and the Credit Union, and it blew us all away. It's a book about the Berenstain Bears, and they go to the Credit Union. If you remember, there was a little bit about joining the Credit Union, the Cub Club, and you got a copy of the Berenstain Bears Trouble with Money, you got the Berenstain Bears in the Credit Union, and I kind of left it at that. I was like, this is a curiosity, this is an interesting thing to talk about, but I can't imagine ever having call to revisit this particular title unless something amazing crops up. And you know what? Something amazing did crop up. Yeah. And the only way to talk about it is to bring on the show the person for whom, I won't even say cropped up, the person who made it happen. And also Brad Mariska, which is weird. Yes, welcome back to my show, my two collectors, Jeremy Gloff and Bradley Mariska. Hello, guys.
Hey.
Well, thank you for having us.
It's very good to be back together. I loved seeing you guys and long overdue for us to meet again. I had to do something wild to get us back together, to get the band back together.
It's true. I don't even know where we stand in the world of collecting these days. There's so many active collectors out there that it gets a little bit overwhelming.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. In fact, if you want to do anything anything profound and meaningful, you've got to keep it secret from the world until you're ready to reveal it live on a very niche podcast.
You even have to keep it secret from your most trusted collector friends, apparently.
Now, Jeremy, my question is, did you keep it secret so that no one would try to get out ahead of you?
Well, you know, in this world, you have so very few opportunities to, like, wow people.
Yeah.
Like, what's there left, really? You know what I mean? So, like,
true.
This was such a weird project that just got bigger and bigger, and like, this might be my last chance to wow the world, even if it's like four people.
And it did wow. It did wow. It got a response. And I continue to be impressed by what you were able to pull off. So without further ado, do you want to tell us what it was you managed to do and why it was such an adventure? And I guess the story behind it, because apparently there's a tale.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll try to do like the Scholastic Book Club version of the story, so we're not here forever. But, you know, our friend here, Brad Mariska, the world's number one Berenstain Bear collector, undisputed, will always be. And I always have friends that are like, how do we get you to number one? I said, I never want to be. Brad is, you know, he collects everything. He's an awesome person. We work very well together because I'm sure sometimes Brad's like, oh God, here comes Jeremy. Like, it's just like the nature of collecting, you know what I mean? But despite that, like, I love you guys. And, you know, hopefully for the most part, you guys love me. Mm-hmm. But when Brad came out with his list this year, it really like rocked the Berenstain Bears collector world. Like, it was probably the biggest impact that his list ever had, because there were just, number one, there was a new category that had never been on there before. So I woke up, read this list, and I'm like, oh, I need to scramble and get these things I don't have that are on the list. And then he had a lot of like different little like revisions of titles that I also, so I really had to scramble to get caught up. And I started to feel like a little bit like, oh, I might lose my second place spot here if I don't do something. You know what I mean? Like, this list was wild. It was wild.
Gypsy's coming for you.
Gypsy Todd is coming.
Yeah.
But she finds like really amazing stuff. And, you know, sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't need that thing. But then I'm like, I saw Brad's list. I'm like, I need all the things. Like, these are on the bibliography. I need to catch up. So here I am like paying $100 for a book from Australia, like just money bleeding out of my bank account. So then as I'm working to catch up on this list, which I did, I caught up on everything for the record. I'm sitting in Starbucks. It's December 28th. I'm about to release my music video, Safe Spaces, because like I had a whole coffee date planned. Like, I'm going to work on releasing this music video, but I ended up going down two rabbit holes. Number one was I bought all 10 CD singles of the Janet Jackson, Luther Vandross collaboration, The Best Things in Life Are Free. So nice. That goes like $500. But then after that, I started researching. I started looking for this Trouble with Money book, the 2020 Smart Money Edition. And in an eBay lot, I saw a version of Visit the Credit Union from the Heartland Credit Union. So I already knew that this girl, Becca, in our group had one from OB Credit Union. And then here's a Heartland one. So there's two different books that we didn't really know about. So I went to Google and I Googled the book. And all of a sudden, in the lower right-hand corner, I just see all these different books. And I just like one after another, like boom, boom. And each time, like my soul hurt a little bit more. I'm like, oh. So, you know, I kind of like ruminated on that for a couple of days. So then I made a Google spreadsheet and I started like cataloging all the ones I was finding. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try to collect all these books. So I sat on Google and went through like, I had really probably spent like 15 hours going on Facebook, starting with today, and going to the Berenstain Bears Credit Union Club Facebook and Twitter, and going through every post they made back to their inception, like in 2014.
Yeah.
So, you know, anytime a credit union was pictured with a book, I was going to email them. There's about 10 credit unions that had books where you couldn't see the logo and they didn't participate in any of this. I still had to, you know, I have a category for them on my spreadsheet, like did not participate.
Yeah.
But in the end, there was a list of 18 credit unions that had come out with editions for this book. Some of them had the Cub Club program. Some of them just did like one-off promotions where they just handed them out at their drive-thrus. So, you know, it's interesting because, Brad, you kind of feel like this with this credit union stuff. There's a little bit of like we're almost naughty for trying to get these books. Like, we're not supposed to have them. They're for promotion only.
Yeah, well, I'd like to back up just real quick and say that, first of all, again, seriously, what you are doing here, Jeremy, is so cool. And it's just so bold and goes such to the heart of collecting. I think that there's nothing wrong with it. And I think that part of the thrill of the chase is the fact that these are books that aren't commercially available. You can't just go to a store and buy them.
Right.
So you had to sleuth this all out. But it also, it makes me so happy because one of the big things that was added to this year's like new list or new bibliography was getting more detailed about the different editions of different books. And we are, as collectors, this is kind of like the next level for us, because Jeremy and I and a few other very serious collectors, we have 99% of the stuff that's out there or that is ever going to turn up. But what we're discovering is that there are all of these different versions or editions of books that are really unique or really rare that requires a collector to go to the next level. If we're going to be truly completist, and this is what Jeremy did with the credit union book and the Trouble, he's going to talk more about that. But yeah, this is just so cool. And the intrigue that is involved because they're not commercially available just makes it all the more audacious. It's so cool.
And Jeremy, you were saying that it feels a little like you have to do a little, you feel a little weird because, again, these are books that you're kind of not supposed to get.
Yeah, so these books, what happens is the credit union can buy into the Berenstain Bear Credit Union financial program. I think I said it wrong, but it's, you'll get
financial network, yeah.
Yeah. So what they can do is they can either opt as part of their offering to buy into this program is to order branded books that they give out to any kid that signs up for an account. So say someone goes to one of these credit unions, the only way they can get this book is to sign up for an account and deposit into their club account. So, you know, if you go onto the website, they have the list of all the current people that are bought into this program. But throughout the years, there's been a lot of credit unions that came and went. So what I did is I went to the Wayback Machine, and every year I went to the older versions of the website to kind of compile the people that are no longer into the program.
So what was involved in getting your hands on these books? Was it just a matter of hitting eBay, or did you have to talk to people?
So the first thing I did is every single participating credit union, past or present, I emailed them on Facebook. And I said, I'm the world's second largest Berenstain Bear collector, which I want that to be my title. For like, I always want to be the second largest. I assist the number one collector with his with the official bibliography. And I would like to create an archive to, you know, historically archive these credit union books as part of the bibliography. And this is a project I'm working on. You know, Google my name. I sent the picture of me, you, and Mike, all of us at Mike's house to kind of give some legitimacy to this project. But after I emailed the first wave, like I'd say about 2/3 just immediately wrote back and said, this is so awesome. Aww. Let us just send you a book. So people, like that first week, my mailbox just was full of books. Like they just came in.
It's got to be so exciting.
It was so cool because these credit unions aren't sending tracked packages. They're just kind of putting them in their business envelopes.
Yeah.
And, you know, here they come. So then after that is when things started getting tough. Because then, you know, I'm not going to say the names of any credit unions, but one's like, these are for promotion only. We're not giving you this. So I really had to the second thing I did was really had to plead my case.
Yeah.
So I kept shaking loose copies. So when the Facebook message didn't work, then I wrote to the credit union's email address. When they didn't respond to that, I would Google their marketing director and see their name. Now, to get the marketing director's email, I had to figure out how the email of that organization works. Is it first initial, last name, blah, blah, blah. And you can never find the marketing person's email. So I always had to find out who the CEO was, Google their email, and then create the marketing person's email out of the CEO email.
I've been there. I know how that works.
So in the process of doing that, I landed some more of the books.
Yeah.
Well, in the end, there were two credit unions who would not respond. I sent multiple messages. I even sent snail mail to their marketing director. Like, here's this. Something I forgot to mention is the further along we went, people were not willing to just send copies. So I really pitched I will make a donation to your credit union or a local charity of your choice.
Yeah.
So I ended up spending about $650. Each charity got $50 from me.
Wow.
So it felt very Berenstain to kind of sprinkle goodness across the United States because these were all really sweet, homegrown, grassroots, wonderful nonprofits.
Yeah, that's great.
So eventually one of the people I sent the snail mail to, they sent me a book, no note or anything, a book just came in the mail. So I guess they had it with me. And then the final one that I couldn't get, I tried to join the local Facebook groups and put posts in there, but any public group, it showed up on my feed. Because one of my friends is like, I didn't know you had the world's number two Berenstain. I'm like, why are you seeing this post? So I had to take that out because I know that Brad and Gypsy Todd are going to see my feed looking for credit union books. So that, boom, that took out that option. So I joined any private groups that I could, the local buy and sell, blah, blah, blah. And someone said, why don't you create a Nextdoor account and post on there? So I did, for this one credit union that I couldn't get a response from, I made it seem like I lived in that neighborhood, which is far away. I posted there and a neighbor's like, I'm going to get you this book.
Wow.
So she knew the people that worked at the credit union, tagged them all in the post. And I think they were so put on the spot that they're like, okay, we'll send a book.
Wow. So, you used using Nextdoor for good? I can't believe it.
So then, the trouble with Moneybook was a whole different ballgame because that was used for Money Smart Week.
Right. So, yeah. So we have the credit union, which is kind of the big branded book that we think about. But yeah, there's also the trouble with money, which there's fewer branded ones, right?
Yeah. A lot of them are stickered, but it was really cool because one of them was a school, this really great charter school in Maryland. This credit union came in and just bought the Trouble with Money book for every student. So I was like trying to join the parents group. I got denied. Like they denied me. Then I Instagram messaged like the head of the parents group, read and no response. Like these people have got to think I'm crazy. And then finally the executive director of that school did find me a book. And a lot of these people, like if they went above and beyond, I still donated to their school, even though they said I didn't have to. But that was a really hard one to find. There's one credit union in Michigan that they bought tons of the books and just stuck them in the little libraries around their town. So at first they weren't writing back to me. So I went on to the Help Wanted local website and I was going to hire someone to drive around in their car and look in all these little libraries. But then I got a hold of the marketing director. She sent me one. The sticker that is on the book she sent me is different than in book online, but I'm just going to live with it because it's the same credit union.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I want you to hear Jeremy talking about this and understand that Jeremy is also a very committed social activist. Jeremy knows how to work with people. He knows how to get things and he knows how to get things done. And the fact that he has put so much of these skills to the test to create this Berenstain Bears book archive. Just the fact that you're like, you know what? I'm going to see about hiring someone to go around to little free libraries in a city where I do not live. And it's that you're trying to achieve a goal for yourself, but in doing so, you're engaging people across the country in a positive way, saying, you know what, I want this thing and I want you to do this for me. How can I also help out to get what I want? Like, I don't know. There's something that's very Jeremy about that. That's very Berenstain Bears about that. And I just really appreciate that aspect of the story.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, and then the website's always updating. So there's a couple new credit unions that are bought into the program. They went right back to me. So I don't know if they have books or not. So I feel like this is going to always be an evolving project.
Yeah.
There was one book I couldn't land. And it was so hard because some people in the group have the book. So I'm like, let me try to tempt them. Like, I'll give $100. I'll give $50. Then I'm like, I have three rare books that no one's ever going to get. I'm like, maybe I can do a 3-for-1. But like, it was unshakable. People were not letting go of that book.
Wow.
And it would have been so much cooler to be like, here's this website I have everyone ever released. But, you know, sometimes you just got to take it for what it is. But last night, I found a Wisconsin school. They had a picture of like 10 students with that edition of the book. So come Monday, say your Berenstain prayers. It might just... I feel like the more books I get, I'll just update the blog post with the new picture.
You're heading to Wisconsin to go shake down some elementary school kids.
I know. And my friend's like, you're going to take a book from a child? I'm like, I will give their family $100 and then buy them the same book without the little branding in it.
Oh,
and nobody cares.
Because trouble with money is you can just buy that.
Right. And I highly doubt any of those students or parents care about that little branding in the top right corner, I would imagine.
I have a question for you. So you sent pictures of your collection. Trouble with Money. Where is it? Trouble with Money. And visit the credit union. There's one book in here. There's this hardback, the Franklin Mint edition. What is this?
So if you email isn't it like CUFL?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you email them and donate $100, you can get that hardcover of the book. Someone in our group was just saying they donated $100 and didn't get one.
Ooh.
But the person that I'm dealing with right now is so great. And I feel like it is a different person.
Yeah. And I think I was one of the first people to get that one many years ago. And I made a donation, but I emailed their marketing director directly. And I said, I understand that if I make a donation of $100, you will send me this book. And she was like, yep, not a problem. Here's where you make your donation. Send us your address and we'll get that book out to you. But it's possible if it's a different person now that is no longer the case.
So I feel like I'm dealing with the current marketing director and he was really great to work with. Like, in fact, he sent me this, the one that says your logo here. So this is like their prototype copy. And he was kind
of, wow,
that one's great. Yeah. I saw that in your stack. I was like, that's a cool one to get, like the promo.
I
know.
I hadn't noticed that. That's cool.
So this hardback is not just hardback. It's also like a gold. It's right. Like a different Tiny. Color scheme. I think it's so cool. It's kind of like getting the golden ticket.
I got mine in 2021 because I write the dates on when I get books. So 2021 is when I guess me and Brad landed this one.
That's pretty slick. So you also, in the pictures you sent, you also made sure to get all the, like, the promotional material that came with the Cub Club. Because it's not just the book. You get, like, other things with it.
There's different brochures. This is one of them. Here's one. This is something that came with Money Smart Week. It's a parent's guide to trouble with money. So, Brad, I hope you're able to get one of those. I think I sent you a link of a library.
You did. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to reach out to them yet. But that is something that I knew existed from their website, and I just had never inquired about getting a copy. And now that I know that they've sent it to you, now I kind of have an in. So that's good to know.
And, Brad, if I can get this book from Wisconsin, these other ones sitting up on my shelf, I'm going to mail right to you.
Okay.
Your collection.
All right. Well, you know, Phil and I don't live far from Wisconsin at all. So if you need one of us to drive over there and
if you need two big guys to drive to Wisconsin.
I can shake down an elementary kid like with the best of them.
It's not that hard. They're not that scary. We're 30 minutes away.
They don't run that fast.
Yeah. So I've heard the trouble with bullies. I know how to
And when I posted it, Brad said, he's like, I'm the green-eyed monster. He sent a picture of the book, which is really cute. But, you know, when I posted the initial post on my website or on my Facebook, I tagged all the credit unions in it. The first thing I did is get a notice from, like, a credit union that's no longer with them. Like, can you take out our tag? Or for legal reasons, we're no longer. So I'm like, I'm not going to deal with this. So I just took out all the credit unions and just put the post up. But, you know, I don't want to start dealing with that.
I was going to say, you don't want to anger a credit union.
I don't.
No.
And it's interesting. Something else I should add is some of the credit unions that were no longer doing the program had donated their books. So I had to track the book down. One guy donated to this woman that had another nonprofit in another state. So I had to beg her for a copy. Another one went to a local bookstore because I started emailing all the used bookstores in the area. And I found one because this credit union in Oregon had donated all their books to a local bookstore and they had found one for me. So, you know, I donated money to the bookstore. So it was just, I met so many great, great people and people were really excited about the project. They thought it was cool.
So you wrote to Brad and you broke him the news. And then you wrote to me and you broke me the news.
Yes.
And then you went public. Well, you went to the Facebook collectors group.
Right.
And what was the response on the collectors group like?
I think I got 15 likes and maybe three comments from three people.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good for that group.
I did email the credit union for their blessing and they never wrote back. So I don't know how they felt about the project. But, you know, it is. I got the books now, so it is what it is.
Now, I wonder what Mike thinks about this, if Mike thinks about this. I wonder if Mike has all these copies.
I did email his new assistant and I did not hear back. So I don't, hope Mike thinks it's cool.
I hope Mike thinks it's cool.
Mike does think that we're all crazy.
Right. I was going to say, I hope Mike thinks it's weird. I hope Mike is just puzzled about it. The Berenstain Bears Credit Union thing is also just one of those projects that a lot of people don't know about, but it's a reminder that the Berenstain family has always been involved in these like sort of community outreach educational programs, whether it's medical or financial. Like they're always trying to educate kids about things out in the community. I think it's cool that they went with credit unions just because a lot of people don't even, you know, like, I think it's easier to get involved in a credit union now than it was when I was a kid and you had to either work for the government or be a teacher. But I don't know. I think it's a cool thing to be involved in.
Yeah, I do feel like another, you know, reason for this project is I really wanted to highlight the impact of the Berenstain Bears on the financial literacy education space. Because, you know, when you think about these credit unions across the whole United States, how many children this is reaching and, you know, it's really having a huge impact. And these two books, this all happened within the last 10 years. So I feel like Trouble with Money, which was rebranded as a credit union edition. In the original book, they went to the bank. Now the new version, they go to the credit union. But, you know, these books are really making an impact in a really specific space and have a longer life than some of the other books. So I thought it's just really important to not let that get lost. Because it's interesting, some of these organizations that have folded, some of the credit unions here were rebranded or merged. So the logos I have are out of date. I think this is always going to be like a moving train, the financial world. So it's easy for that history to get lost. So, you know, this might not be the most important scientific experiment in the world. But I think if we don't archive this and collect it and catalog it as it moves along, it could easily be forgotten how important it all is.
Well, I mean, we talk about that as collectors all the time. And Phil, you've talked about it, about how ephemeral certain intellectual properties are, like the Berenstain Bears. And this is something that why what we do kind of baffles Mike, because he's like, I just write these children's books, and like soon they were never meant to, you know, be great literature, and someday they're all going to be gone. And I just think it's interesting that there aren't more people that want to see it preserved. And I've always been I think I've been a collector my whole life. My very first job when I was in high school was at a historical society museum. Oh. So I've always been interested in history, but also archiving. I think it's so important to tell the stories of other people and cultures and of the past. And when I see something like this, it just like gets me really excited, because Jeremy's gone and collected an aspect of Berenstain Bears memorabilia and history that even I don't have. And that's really cool.
I think also, like, when you think of great literature, you know, we're saying that Mike doesn't feel the Berenstain Bears is great literature, but you think of the impact that these books had on shaping people's lives. Like, I read these books a lot in my formative years. When I'm sitting behind my desk at a nonprofit dealing with someone that's, you know, threatening to hurt somebody or hurt themselves, I really trace it back to reading these Berenstain Bear books. I think a lot of the values and the foundational things about myself came from reading these books. So I think anyone should be remiss to discount the impact of these books.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, is there anything else going on in the collecting world right now that we should know about?
Well, it's kind of funny that Jeremy went and did this, because I kind of mentioned it earlier. One thing that I've been focusing more on in the past year is collecting different editions, or as I hope it to be, collecting every edition of every book that I can find or I know to exist. And I recently just posted in the collectors group and did a blog post about the various different editions and versions of the Bear Facts Library, which includes like Almanac and Nature Guide and Science Fair. And there's really only three books in that series. But if you collect every edition of those three books, like I currently am at 18. I have 18 different books in that one series. And of course, there's really only the content of three books. But to me, I think they're all really interesting, because the paperback version of the book has a completely different cover than the hardcover one. And the book club edition is made out of a different material than the commercially available one. And some of them have different back covers, and they all have different barcodes and prices and ISBNs. And I just think that that's really interesting. And as a collector and as a completist, I kind of want to be able to say I've got every version of that, at least that I know about, until we find another new one.
Right.
So what Jeremy has done here really jives with kind of the aspect how collecting for me has evolved as your collection gets more to the quote unquote complete point. It'll never be done, because there's always something else. It's like sometimes people say, do you collect foreign language Berenstain Bears books? And I'm like, no, that's a whole nother world and can of worms that I've never even begun to wrap my mind around, because that's, again, going to be hundreds and hundreds more books that, and I just don't have the capacity or ability to deal with that. Yet.
I think it's important as collectors to draw that line of what you're comfortable with. Because for myself, like for me, if I have one copy of the book, that's enough for me. But if there's really rare editions, then I track those down. Because like the first time books, of course, were rebranded in three main editions. You have the first time, then the first time with stickers, and then the classics edition. So I do have the first time, and then the first time with stickers. I think I'm missing like three of the stickers ones, but I haven't collected the classics because they're so easy and so readily available. I'm like, I just don't have the space. So I'm not going to worry about those, because I think they're always going to be pretty easy to get, knock on wood.
Right.
And there's nothing fundamentally different about them. Right. They just
except for the bullying one.
Yeah, that,
oh,
I was
except
just gonna
the
say,
bullying one.
Yep. Yep.
Change that one. You know, I don't know if it's any better, but it's still different. I'm the one thing that I obsess over, and I'm not a collector. The one thing I do obsess over, though, is discovering which books are rewrites of other books. I think that's always a fun thing when Mike repurposes old books, or even like not very old books, into new editions with different titles, and sometimes just completely traces his parents' original artwork just in the new character model. model style. I say trace, and I'm sure he does not trace them, but he keeps the layouts the same, but updates the character models and throws honey in there somewhere. But I find that fascinating, not from a collector standpoint, but just from a continuity standpoint. And of course, I'm obsessed with the representation of Bear Country. I'm doing books from the 2017s and stuff now, and he's rewriting Bear Country history on the fly as I go through these. And it's making my continuity obsessed brain just do somersaults as he's now referring to their country as the United States of America. And I don't know what to do with that information.
Oh, no. Fake news.
Fake news. and I'm sure Mike would be right there with me, just loving to talk about the different Bears continuities.
I do hope one day, you know, even if it's somewhere down the line, we do get to have one more meeting with Mike.
And kind of so like, too.
You know, I don't think we'll do it 8,000 more times, but at least one more. Like, I feel like the first time we went, I guess Brad and I guess we'd all known each other for a few years, but now we went through a pandemic. We're all a little bit older. We all know, I know a lot more about the Bernstein universe, and I think you both do, than we did then. So,
well, and I think we would have different types of conversations. We were all just so in awe.
Yeah.
We were like starstruck that day. And now we all are more mature, and we know each other better. We've met. Okay, I use the term mature loosely, but mature in our collecting or our understanding of Mike and his process.
Yeah,
I think that we would have deeper conversations.
Well, not to mention that first time I was, you know, I want to get in the archives and see if he has any books I need. You know, now we've, you know. Wouldn't be a motivation because we know what's in there.
Do we think Mike would let us back in his house is the question. Mike, would you let us back in your house? I'm sure you're listening to this.
Do you have that Trouble with Money book from 2020? I'll give you that.
Do you still have all those copies of that wizard book?
Oh, but one thing I just want to add this for the record is, you know, the Money Smart Week is folding this year. So it's an organization that's folding. But I went way down the rabbit hole of emailing the people that curated the business deals, the printer of the books. And one edition I really could trace where it came from and where it went, but this other edition that I'm missing, even people in the organization couldn't answer my questions. They're like, I don't know. So it's interesting that even in 2 or 3 or 4 years, that history is being lost.
Wow.
So isn't that crazy?
Kinda. It is. It really is.
I felt like I started frustrating people because one person, she was so nice to throw back. She's like, I have nothing to add. So I'm like, well, thank you. You've been great.
Right. Which is so interesting because to them, it was just a business deal.
Yeah.
And they had a contract to do this for a month or 6 months or a year or 5 years. And again, everything that they do is disposable, not in the sense that they don't care about it, but they're like, well, I'm not working on that initiative anymore. They're like, our contract has expired, and now they move on to the new thing. And we're like the dog at the below the table, just waiting for the scraps to be thrown to us. And like, we're begging for table scraps. And
yeah, but sometimes that dog shells out $650 to various charities to get their hands on those table scraps.
Oh yeah. I think we are the cutest puppies in the world, but, and the most generous, loving, giving puppies. But it really does give you perspective on just how we're involved in something that to other people is just part of
transactional, right?
Exact transactional. Exactly.
Yes. Great. Yeah.
Great word. Yep.
So after I posted the blog, you know, I went back and I did make a point to go back to every single person that sent me one and everything and thank everybody. And, you know, people did enjoy reading it and did get some enjoyment or at least some amusement out of this absolutely crazy project.
Well, I've gotten a lot of enjoyment and a lot of amusement out of it. Guys, if our listeners want to get any enjoyment or amusement out of either of you, in addition to listening to you this episode, where can they find you?
Well, you can find more information about me and my collection at BerensteinBearsCollectors.com. So just type that into the Google. And if you would like to get involved in collecting at any level, that's the place to start for the Berenstain Bears.
And go ahead, Phil. Sorry.
I was going to say, don't you have a podcast?
I do have a podcast. It's called Band Is Everything. And it's about music education. Mm-hmm. And yeah, if you are interested in learning about how band is life, It's kind of like our motto, not because band is everything, but band teaches life skills and the things that happen in the rehearsal space and in the band room every day are great examples of how it's relevant to the greater life experience. Definitely check it out.
Definitely.
So cool. So a couple things. First of all, Brad was kind enough to let me be a guest blogger on his official collector's website. So that was such an honor to me. Like, I was kind of shy to ask because I'm like, can I write a blog post? Because I didn't want to put this like on my WordPress. But my name's Jeremy Gloff. You can find me on all social media. I do a music podcast called Phonogenics 101 where we discuss albums track by track. Speaking of podcasts, I listen to you both when I'm driving. Like, I listened about the band and about Phil talking about the book. So you guys often accompany me. You're in my passenger seat on the radio when I'm driving. So thank you for that.
Aw, that's great.
And I do want to also say that on that official bibliography, BarrettSteinBearsCollectors.com, in the next update, now you're going to have to wait a while because I usually update it kind of around the holidays or the beginning of the new year, but there will be a new category listing all the different versions of these credit union books. Woo! And I get the closest thing I can say to compare this to, Jeremy, do you remember when we were looking for all of those different state editions?
Oh, yes.
The big chapter book about
the smoke ring?
About smoking.
The smoke
yeah.
ring, yep.
Yeah. The sinister smoke ring. And that's what this category is going to look like. It's going to be a big bulleted list of all of these different branded versions of Credit Union and Trouble with Money. And I can't wait to add that to the bibliography.
Nice. It's so funny because when I was doing like, I totally approached this project like from a marketing perspective, like the way I promote my music, because I did like, I had the hashtag like Jeremy's Secret Project. I put teasers in the book like, maybe a new category on the bibliography. So actually hearing that it's going to be is like, oh yep. my God, yes.
You did it. You did it.
I did it. I have lived and I have one life. I'm going to go to bed so happy tonight.
Yeah, if you ever wonder if you've ever made any real change in the world, guess what? You have. You're well, getting yeah. Brad to update the bibliography.
I always look forward to that December, though, because we're all busy people doing really a lot of different things. So we always come together in December and like, what notes do you have for me? And it's always a lot mm-hmm. of fun. And, you know, I know yeah. Gypsy adds a lot, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of busy people doing busy things, I've also got two other podcasts. It's Del Toro Time that I do with my daughter Willow, where we discuss, well, now we're discussing a bunch of horror stories. So check out It's Del Toro Time. You can also check out Pizza Toast, which is on hiatus right now, but we will be returning with Mary Rogers' complete Freaky Friday series, all the books from the Freaky Friday series, all the movies from the Freaky Friday series, including the musical and the musical adaptation. So, and a little, I'm sure I'll go into a history of Mary Rogers, because talk about a woman who had shaped American popular culture without most people even knowing she has. So that's my soapbox on Mary Rogers. But you two, thanks so much for joining me.
Can I take a little picture of you guys really quick?
Yes.
Yes, and then you gotta share it.
Yes, I will. I'm gonna put a post up about Monday through Friday, Jeremy, because like Tuesday I did the Baron Monday I did the Berenstain Bear blog. New video Tuesday. I had a show on, so it's been like a crazy week. So I'm going to go eat some pizza right now and relax and
awesome.
Read the credit union book.
Yes.
All right. And for everyone else out there, I will see you all next time. Oh. Deep
in
Bear Country.
Bear Country.
Bear Country.
Go to your credit union. Get a club account.
Bye.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.